Penguin Random House Audio presents Unsung, Unheralded Narratives of American Slavery and Abolition. Edited by Sean Burke Center and Michelle D. Commander. Forward by series editor Kevin Young. Introduction by Michelle D. Commander. Read for you by Chris Abernathy, Amanda Carlin, William Demerit, Dion Graham, Bill Andrew Quinn, Marisha Tapera, Bonnie Turpin, and Jade Wheeler.
Forward. Born in Harlem, James Baldwin wrote often of his beginnings here, including his reading every single book in the transformative space now known as the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture. I went to the 135th Street Library at least 3 or 4 times a week, and I read everything here. I mean every single book in that library, Baldwin wrote. In some blind and instinctive way, I knew that what was happening in those books was also happening all around me, and I was trying to make a connection between the books and the life I saw and the life I lived. The connection Baldwin made between his life and the lives that the future Schomburg Center contained speaks to the power of the books, history, and culture found there, as well as the center's rich origins. Part of the New York Public Library from the start, the Schomburg Center was founded in 1925 as the Division of Negro History, Literature, and Prints, recognizing the changing nature of Harlem after the Great Migration. Yet what truly transformed the division, found at the 135th Street branch, was the addition of the stellar collection of Afro-Puerto Rican scholar and collector Arturo Alfonso Schomburg the following year.